breakfast. Ay, qué hambre tengo. Here, please. Gracias.
At the bakery, they bought special bread for the guests. And some for you too, said the baker. The loaves were scented with orange water, encrusted with sugar. They were still warm. Thank you, Kala said, but she wasn't hungry. All she could think about was grandfather. And at the flower shop, they bought bunches of marigolds. The flowers looked like a sunset, all orange and yellow.
Sorry. I'm okay.
But Kala hurried down the street, fast, fast, eyes on the ground. All day, Kala's family prepared for the party. Papa built the ofrenda. Grandmother chose grandfather's favorite hat to place on it. Kala's brother and sister painted sugar skulls and argued over grandfather's favorite songs.
That one was his favorite. No, it wasn't. He never liked that one. Give it back. I had it first.
No, you didn't.
Mama arranged the flowers. When night came, it was time to go. The gate to the cemetery creaked on its hinges, and its high voice said, "The party is starting." "I still don't want to go," said Kala, but she didn't say it very loudly.